Whether it's generally because of the results of the 2016 elections, particularly Donald Trump's victory, or passion for a specific issue such as school safety or gun control, this campaign season is stacking up as one that will see a lot more involvement by young voters than we've seen in recent cycles. But will the candidates take them seriously, and will those young people back up their passion by actually casting ballots? With me to talk about those questions are Alberto Olivas, Executive Director of the Pastor Center for Politics and Public Service at ASU, Victoria Grijalva, Team Leader for the Andrew Goodman Foundation at ASU, and Marisa Bourbon, Spirit of Service Scholar at ASU. Alberto, what have you been seeing, especially over the past couple of years, from young people in politics? Is there a unique level of excitement right now?
Well, to give you full context, I've been doing civic education and engagement programs in higher ed for almost 15 years now. And before that, I've been doing more general voter outreach for much longer. And I can honestly say I've never seen this level of youth interest and energy around political engagement, much less political discussion among young people on college campuses that I've seen since the November 2016 election outcomes. And I think a lot of people might hear me say that and assume I'm talking just about liberal students that are mad about the election of President Trump. And that's absolutely not true. I see as much concern and commitment to make a difference and get involved among conservative students as I do among liberal students, libertarian students, independents, across the board, and for different reasons. I'm seeing a level of concern and personal levels of commitment that I have never seen before. And I'm hearing this from my peers across the country.
Now, from a general standpoint, we want more people to be involved. We want more people to vote. So without question, is this an exciting, positive occurrence?
I think definitely yes, because one thing we know from studies of youth voter engagement is that having that experience of being involved and becoming an informed voter becomes a lifelong habit. So if, for whatever circumstances, we're seeing more young people getting involved for this election and this season, we can expect that most of them will continue to be engaged and involved voters over the course of their lifetime.
Victoria, you were nodding on that. What got you initially involved, and do you feel that momentum yourself?
So I initially became involved actually through the Andrew Goodman Foundation. I kind of just went to a couple of their events. I was interested in seeing what they were doing. And eventually I was able to come on board as an ambassador. So that really excited me about like getting to talk to like my fellow students and like peers that I was having both like in class and like outside in the community as well. Talking to them and being able to see like how we fit into the society and how we're able to make that change as well. So it's an exciting place for us to be where we're finally seeing that we have the power to make a difference, and that we can make our own like spaces within politics and within policy.
Politics for a lot of people is kind of a dirty word. When you're a young person, you don't want to be cynical about these things. You want to get in. So what makes you feel good about getting into the process and feeling like either you can change it or just improve it a little bit?
I think a lot of it is like understanding that politics can be seen as a dirty thing, but that it is that like dirty work, the grassroots work, and like the all of the organizing work that's going to make that change. So if we're wanting to see something different, we have to be the ones that get involved to do that.
Marisa, tell us about your experience. Why did you want to get involved?
I wanted to get involved because when I got to ASU, it was kind of this new world of this young activists, young organizers, and I was so inspired by all the peers around me and how dedicated they were and how passionate they were. And just hearing their personal testimonies really inspired me to want to make that change, because I did kind of feel that young apathy of, I can never make a difference, my vote doesn't count, my voice doesn't count. And I have seen that change, especially within student government, and then making that change all the way to local and then to state and then national. So I really do believe we have a voice, and I think it starts with all of us.
Alberto, what do you think young people who are getting involved for the first time need to know, like lessons they need to know? Because again, I'm being cynical here, but this idea that, okay, well, you'll get involved. You mentioned that those who get involved will probably stick with it, but maybe that's a message that's not getting the elected officials. What does it take to get the students and the younger people to be taken seriously?
Well, the first step is for young people to understand how they are affected by policies and how the issues they care about really can only be moved on in a big way by affecting public policy. So much of the work that we see ourselves involved with is connecting the dots between students that see themselves as passionate about issues but maybe don't feel like politics is their thing, and helping them see how really involvement, not just as voters but as active citizens and community members, communicating with elected officials and raising awareness in their own communities about these issues is something they can do. But they have to first understand that what is the level of government that's involved and who do you talk to and how do you marshal enough other people that are affected to be able to have a significant voice. And so there's a lot of process stuff we have to teach people that isn't being taught in K-12 anymore. So, you know, how do we do some basic civic education that in the old days people graduated from high school and they already knew how government worked, much less, you know, how a bill becomes a law. So a lot of what we do is just try and bring lawmakers onto campus to have these conversations with students. And that accomplishes another thing. It humanizes these public policy leaders who, if you've never met a legislator before, that can be really intimidating. And you may think, well, how do I talk to a senator? But once you're sitting across from them over pancakes and you get a sense that they're a normal human being and they're not exceptionally, in many cases, really any smarter than your uncle, then you think, well, I can talk to this guy. I mean, maybe he's a different political party, but he's nice. You know, he's not this, you know, fangs and horns. I can really have a discussion with this person and feel heard. I think those are the kinds of experiences that encourage students to continue to be involved.
So when I was turning 18, and I work in public radio, so it's really going to surprise you that I was interested in voting as soon as I possibly could. But are you seeing that? You know, we talk about sometimes when a kid turns 16, how excited he or she is to get a driver's license. Do you feel like the average young person is super excited about voting?
I think especially like on social media and posts like the Parkland shooting and students getting involved after that, there's so many kids that are actually saying like, I'm turning 18 next month and I'm getting registered to vote. Like, I'm coming for you, like politicians and electeds, like my voice is gonna be heard.
Yeah.
I don't know so much about like my year of like people that are like 20, 21, that they were like that when we first like had the chance to vote, but students now I think are definitely more excited to do that. Mm-hmm.
I think, too, picking up on something she said about social media is that when I turned 18, I was not very aware of the political atmosphere and kind of what was happening because we were just getting started with social media. And I think all these kids are having this access and these stories being told in a much more personal way where they can look at their phone and connect rather than watching it on the news where I would, you know, like get bored and, oh, I don't know what this is kind of thing. And so I think in that sense, people are getting a lot more excited because they have so much more access, so much more information to grab a hold of and then take that into the voting.
And my sense is that young people are more interested in voting at 17, 18, 19, than I've seen before. I think where they get tripped up is the process stuff. Arizona does some things really well and some things not as well as other states, for example, that allow same-day voter registration. So if you go to vote on the day of the election and you're not registered, you can register then and there and still vote. We are a state that allows for mail ballot voting, which really helps a lot. So we know that in states that make the process easier for first-time voters, young people vote in very high numbers. And here in Arizona, our young voters actually vote in pretty decent numbers. ASU's student voter population votes at a higher rate than similar institutions across the country. So we've got a lot to be proud of, but there's definitely a lot of room to grow. And much of it just is every election we have to start over with figuring out how do we communicate what's on the ballot in a way that has meaning and resonance for young people and so they can understand how it affects their personal daily lives and the things they care about.
Alberto, are we seeing a sea change here? Are we seeing maybe a perfect storm even to get younger people involved?
That's what I hang my hat on days when I'm feeling very discouraged. The long range to me suggests that this is a generation that will be turning around the downward trend of youth voter participation over the last several decades in this country. And we're already seeing that some of it is just getting them in the door. So we know statistically nationwide, young people that are registered to vote do turn out in very high numbers, comparable to senior citizens. So if we can just get them registered and informed about the issues, and they take that first step as voters, I think we can expect this generation to really surprise us, among other things, because they are politically diverse as well as diverse in every other way. I think it's going to fundamentally change politics in this country. I think we're going to see a real move away from the traditional party-based models of turning out voters and electing candidates. I don't know what that's going to look like. I think this generation is going to redefine how everything works moving forward.
Okay. Thanks for the conversation, all of you.
Thank you.
Alberto Olivas is Executive Director of the Pastor Center for Politics and Public Service at ASU. Victoria Grijalva is Team Leader for the Andrew Goodman Foundation at ASU. And Marissa Bourbon is Spirit of Service Scholar at ASU.